Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. All right, so we discussed in the first hour how Biden and family are heading to St. Croix. And meanwhile, 10,000 flights have been canceled here. And the winter storm has killed dozens of people. Especially in Buffalo, where they were hit particularly hard. But that's not stopping the 80-year-old commander-in-chief from doing what he does best, which is hanging out, laying low, going on vacation. And I just wanted to read you a couple things here, because the reason I wanted to start this hour with the same topic is not because I want to belabor the point that our president is more of a lounged kind of guy, a beach person, rather than a worker bee. But because I wanted to talk about his reaction to Title 42 throughout all of this. But the New York Post does have a really nice way of putting this all together. And this piece is by Mary Kay Jacob and Stephen Nelson, who I really like from the New York Post. They write, the 80-year-old commander-in-chief will bask in the Caribbean sun near an in-ground pool at a three-bedroom beachfront villa with sweeping views on the largest of the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's unclear who owns the vacation property or whether Biden will be paying for his stay, though he has a long record of staying for free at the houses of wealthy Democratic donors. That's a nice way of saying he's a bum. He stays. He's a couch surfer. He's cheap. And you know what? We don't talk about that enough. Biden's cheap. And you know what I'm really starting to be skeptical of? Really starting to be skeptical of everything now. Welcome to 2022, almost 2023. That's my New Year's resolution. Be more skeptical of things. But remember when he told us way back when that he's a really good tipper? Like, I'm really nice to the busboy, and I tip a lot. I'm counting my spoons here. None of this is adding up. Really good tippers don't insist on staying everywhere for free. Now, then it says, Biden boarded Air Force One with First Lady Jill Biden and two of his grandchildren, Natalie and Hunter, plus first daughter Ashley Biden and her husband, Howard Krein. The president stayed at the same St. Croix property during prior visits to the U.S. territory during his vice presidency. Biden visited St. Croix at least five times between 2014 and 2016. The vacation schedules of these elected officials are really out of this world.
Went to St. Croix five times in 2 years. Yeah. Pretty good vacation package.
I would say so. For example, the president asked to stay for free. See, this is what I don't get, though. How do they know this? You know, do they have someone familiar with the vacation schedules at the New York Post?
The beach source.
Well, remember he went to Kiowa in South Carolina for a vacation in August. And according to the New York Post, the president asked to stay for free in August at the $20 million Kiowa Island vacation home belonging to Maria Alwyn, the widow of hedge fund founder James Alwyn. Biden has previously stayed for free after becoming friendly with Alwyn during his vice presidency. How do you ask that? How do you go about asking that? Like, that's got to be something where you're just super wealthy so you can do. It's like Meghan and Harry staying at what was his name? Is it Tyler Perry? His mansion. You know, that's something that if I were to do that, I just have this feeling, this gut instinct that it would be declined. But I might try my hand at it. You just find a uber wealthy person and you say, listen, I'm planning a little vacation. You think I can have your house for a week? we don't need to go back and forth about the financials. We're both fine. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need my money. I don't need your money. We'll just call it a day. I'll just show up with my whole crew and be welcomed with open arms. So, yeah, I guess he's asked before to stay for free. Not sure what he did on this trip. But the reason I bring this up is because as he was leaving and heading out on his Christmas, holiday, New Year's vacation spectacular, he was asked about Title 42. Now, if you haven't heard this yet, the Supreme Court has decided not to get rid of Title 42 for right now. They ruled in favor of the 19 Republicans, the 19 attorney generals who are against the Biden administration and want to keep Title 42 in place because they say it's going to do irreparable harm to their states if Title 42 goes away. Because they're already dealing with an influx of illegal immigrants. And if you take away this tool out of their toolbox, then they're really going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, Joe Biden was asked about this, and his response, this is from Red State Nicarima, his response is completely clueless. So he tells reporters that he thought that while they had to comply with the court's decision, lifting Title 42 was overdue. Now, this drives me bonkers because he knows that Title 42 is the only thing saving his ass right now. He knows that. He has no plan on how to fix the immigration system. He has no plan. He has no intention of changing anything he's been doing up to this point, which is really diddly squat, which is really just crossing his fingers and going on vacation. And yet, they make this ruling that Joe Biden knows is an absolute blessing for him and his incompetent group of losers, and he's going to say, well, it's long overdue that they repeal it. Okay, old man, what's your plan after that? Because they got 11,000 people showing up every hour at the border. And right now, the only thing keeping these Border Patrol agents sane is the fact that they have Title 42 and they can use it. So what's your plan after that? Are you going to draft something up while you're in St. Croix? Are you and Hunter going to come up with a plan, with a six-pronged plan, while you got your towels on the beach? While you're pitching your umbrellas, what are we going to do? But he doesn't have one, and nobody cares because it's Joe Biden. It's really just, and you see the coverage, like even now, I'm looking at Fox right now, it says 14,000 people per day, 420,000 per month, and that's estimated if they repeal Title 42. And of course, the big argument here is, according to Joe, you know, it's long overdue that we repeal Title 42 because the pandemic is over. Now, this is where I get a little flummoxed, because if the pandemic is over, then why are you using the pandemic as an excuse to cancel everybody's student loans? If the pandemic is over, then why is there all this fear-mongering every single day in the mainstream media about COVID and masking and bringing back the mask? Why did Joe Biden and Jill have masks on at a recent, like, Christmas event? Did you see that, Jared? Sitting in front of a tree with masks on. It's so arbitrary when they decide to throw these things on. It's like me with earrings, you know? I don't wear them all the time, but occasionally I'm feeling fancy. Let's throw these suckers on. Mix it up a little bit. Throw people off their game.
I can't find my pocket square. I'll just wear a mask.
They just toss them on. And so if COVID's over, and that's why we can end Title 42, then by the same token, we should be able to say, okay, well, everyone go back to paying your student loans. Everyone go back to paying your mortgages. You know? Don't bother me with your mask stuff, please. Don't ask me to put on a mask if it's really over. But they can't decide. Do they want it to be over? They want it to be over so that we can have millions of people, undocumented people, coming into this country. But they don't want it to be over in case they need to use it for one of their giveaways. And it's so obvious. You see this footage of all of these people, and it's scary. Like, it's scary to think that nobody in charge cares. that they're just kicking the can down the road. They think this is going to, they think that they can just keep blaming this on Trump and on the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, like, they made this decision. They said, we don't make policy decisions. It's not their job to come up with an immigration system that works. And we had one before Joe Biden showed up. It wasn't perfect, but it was a hell of a lot better than what we're seeing now. And you know how I know that? Because of the numbers. You don't have to be a mathematician. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be Pete Buttigieg or Anthony Blinken to understand that things have gotten worse under Joe Biden. And now they're going to blame the Supreme Court because that's all they do. They just blame, blame, blame. And it's pathetic. It's pathetic that this is happening in this country and that we're allowing it to happen. 844-500-4242. He said the court is not going to decide until June, apparently. And in the meantime, we have to enforce it. But I think it's overdue. Oh, we have to enforce it. Yeah, I know. It's such a pain for you, Joe. He knows. He knows that that is a saving grace for him. Why else would they have said a few days ago, hey, we really want you guys to repeal this Title 42, but just wait till after Christmas, okay? We just need a couple more days. Could it be because a lot of the Biden administration is full of beach people who wanted to enjoy their winter breaks? I'm disgusted. I don't even know what to say as far as the border goes, because what else is there? And then you've got people from Fox like Bill Malugin, Peter Ducey, they cover this, and it's almost at this point become comical, like the few answers they get. And now the latest thing, which is really, really hard to believe, is that when they ask KJP about it, she's trying to echo the Martha Raddatz line, which is like, well, it's important that we tell people the border's closed because Republicans are spreading misinformation. And that's why we have such a backup at the border. And one other thing I'll add in here. When I was reading a lot about the omnibus bill, and I put it in my recommended reading today because my Spectator piece came out, I think after I went on break, so I didn't get a chance to share it with you guys. But part of it that really, really tells you a lot about the waste and how little our politicians care about protecting this country is that they were fine spending billions of dollars and giving that to the Border Patrol agents, but there was a rule that you can't spend it on technology that's going to enhance the border, that's going to protect us more. You could spend it on processing. So I want to translate that for people. You can't spend money on keeping people out, but you can spend money on getting people in faster, because that's what Democrats want. They just want to get people in fast. What happens after is not their problem. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special for one more week while supplies last. Reduce your heating bills with a Gen 40 heater. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. You can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code GRACE50. Jared, you love this heater. You use it in your house. Some people use it in their garages, in their basements, but what do you use it for?
I use it to supplement my heat because if you can't just, you know, kind of turn down the heat, take the PJ to St. Croix like some people, you have to deal with the cold at home, but you still want to save on the ridiculously expensive oil or gas prices that you have. So what we do is we keep the thermostat around 63 at all times, and then whatever room we're in, we turn on the Gen 40 heater, and it warms up the room. It's got the convective heat, and it doesn't blast your face off. It's not like a furnace. So we've been able to extend our oil life by 6 weeks. Normally we fill up at the end of December, but we still have half a tank. So we're good to go for another 6 weeks. And you can do the same.
Yeah, you can. And on top of that, you can save $50 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. The folks at Eden Pure are nice enough to extend this deal. Not only that, but they're having this deal really when it's pretty chilly outside. A lot of heating companies are not going to give you a deal in the dead of winter, but that's just what makes Eden Pure special. So they're giving you this deal, they're extending it for a week, but it's while supplies last. That's the part I really want to emphasize. So don't complain to me if you don't act fast. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE50, save today, be prepared for the cold temps. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50, shipping is free. We will be right back with more and with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Call on Grace Curley for family-friendly entertainment.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes!
I knew you'd come. Hey, Ma! The meatloaf!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
You saw it there. The president has a lot on his plate. And for the next few days, he's going to be dealing with all of it from afar because the first family stayed here at the White House for Christmas, but plans tomorrow to fly to vacation for the rest of this year and the beginning of next year in St. Croix.
Sounds delightful. It just sounds so nice, doesn't it? Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should George Santos resign?
All right, so we're going to talk about this more in the 2 o'clock hour, and that's when I really want you guys to call in and give me your take on the situation. But according to the Washington Post, Democratic lawmakers are calling for Representative-elect George Santos to resign from the House seat he won in November after the Long Island Republican admitted to resume embellishment, dialing up the pressure on the GOP leadership to respond. No, they're not. They're not doing that. They're not dialing up. There's no pressure here. I just want to let all the GOP leadership know. By the way, the GOP leadership, who I've been very disappointed with lately, I want to let you know that I will not be disappointed if you do not comment on this ridiculousness. Should George Santos have lied? No. Is he a liar? Yeah. And that's his problem. He's going to have to deal with that. But I will be damned if the Republican liar backs out while the multiple resume embellishers who are Democrats stay in their seats and continue to be celebrated on the cover of Rolling Stone and on CNN and in Netflix documentaries. That is not how this works. You don't get to say that you're an Indian. I'm sorry, that you're a Native American, and then climb the ranks and live a wonderful life as a senator from Massachusetts. And then when a Republican congressman-elect lies on his resume, he gets tossed. No, 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 no. We are not going to be the bigger person in this one. Be the smaller person. Stay there. Just stay there. And if any Republicans like Kevin McCarthy or Mitch McConnell, if they come out and say, well, you know, I want to think this has slipped out because it's really not a good, it doesn't look good for Republicans. We're a principled group. I will barf. I will barf. Because it's just enough, you know? What's good for the goose, or as Howie likes to say, what's good for the sauce. And it's true. You know, they make the rules. They make the rules. All I'm suggesting is we start playing by them. So, Jared, I say hell to the no, no, no.
53% of the audience says no, and 47% say yes.
That's not high enough. That's not high enough. I can't understand it. We're going to talk more about it at 2 o'clock. And something else I want to talk about when we come back is more information about the FBI and Twitter. Because according to a piece, I think it's by Margot Cleveland, who's really excellent. She does a great job from The Federalist. The FBI had people in the Baltimore field office and at the headquarters that were doing keyword searches for violations and writing Twitter about them. And in fact, it was so odd that they were doing all these keyword searches to try to find violations on Twitter that Jim Baker actually pointed out that it was bizarre. We're going to talk about that. The article lays it out a little bit better. And I want to discuss your junk drawer at home and how that could be part of the climate problem. You might be
blah,
thinking,
blah, 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 blah.
You might be thinking, hey, Grace, is Joe Biden flying all these places or Pete Buttigieg or Meghan Markle, is that causing any of this climate change? To that I say, no, dummy, it's your junk drawer. And I'm going to explain why when we come back. Don't go anywhere. A lot more show to get to.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I feel really bad for all of these Southwest passengers who are stuck. It's just, there's nothing worse than, I mean, there are things worse, but when you're traveling and I'm just, you know, and I really don't travel that much. When it comes to just in general, but also especially around the holidays, because when there's a meltdown of this degree, it just everything comes to a halt. It's terrible. I did see one really funny tweet, though, that I have to share. And that was a photo of all the bags that are getting, you know, stored up now because no one's going anywhere. And it said, nobody show this to Sam Brinton. If you remember, he was he's now the former ex-nuclear, you know, official from the Biden administration who was caught stealing women's luggage from several different airports. So I'm sure if he saw this right now, it's prime picking for him. You walk in, it is chaos. That's the best thing for someone who's trying to grab a bag is just you want there to be chaos because no one can keep track and no one's thinking of themselves. Everyone's miserable. You know, everybody's fallen asleep. Everyone's trying to wait in line for a coffee. No one's thinking that anyone's going to walk in and steal their bags. That's why Sam Brinton would do so well in this atmosphere. Not suggesting that he try again. After seeing his mugshot, I would hope he learned his lesson. But I'm sorry, they had learned their lesson. But it did look like it was pretty ideal for Sam. This whole situation. 844-500-4242. Okay, so I saw the story today from Red State. It quotes a lot from Fox News, though, and it's very interesting. So you know how sometimes you see those stories? Like it almost feels like every single week we have a new story about climate change and man-made climate change and how we're part of the problem. Every day I'm getting told that I'm doing something wrong, whether it's the straws or the gas I'm using in my car, whatever it is, I am destroying the planet. I don't hear that as much when Prince Harry is waiting for the Range Rover to drop off his polo stuff so that he can get on a private plane to go to a match for the day. But I hear it a lot about my everyday life. And actually, I saw one today before I even saw this whole story from Fox News. I saw a headline about how your junk drawer full of small unused electronics is a big climate problem. And of course I feel terrible because hey, I am definitely not innocent when it comes to this. I have several junk drawers, not just one. And they're full of electronics. I don't know what a lot of these electronics even do. I don't remember what they were for. But I keep them because I always think someday I'm going to need that wire. So I see this story and I'm thinking, "Oh, that'd be funny to do on the show." But then I read this from Fox News, okay? The Associated Press took $8 million in donations to fund climate coverage in 2022. With the News Cooperative and several other major media publications engaged in dubious claims about climate change. The Climate Fact Check 2022 report stated that climate alarmists and members of the media engaged in claims about the relationship between man-made emissions and natural disasters, claims that clash with reality and science. In February, the Associated Press admitted that they would assign more than 24 journalists across the globe to cover climate change after receiving more than $8 million over 3 years from various organizations. That, to me, screams conflict of interest. Like, if I get $8 million from a bunch of climate change groups, and then I come on here and I start telling you how climate change is going to destroy us all, you might take it with a grain of salt and be like, well, they are paying our bills, you know? She's got to keep this graft up. But no one ever thinks that about the AP, because they're a as Poppy Harlow might say, a credible news organization. AP News, now I'm reading from Red State. It's hard to claim it's news when you're being paid to report only one side of the climate discourse. That's Steve Malloy, who's a senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute. He told Fox News AP has effectively become a propaganda outfit for the left on its climate agendas. And I would go a step further and say, not just on its climate agendas. They become a propaganda outlet for the left on a lot of different fronts. Remember when the AP was telling their reporters not to call it a crisis at the border, to change the language a little bit? They've been doing Joe Biden's dirty work for quite some time. So I hear this about how AP is assigning all these people to cover climate change and pushing these dubious claims about global warming because they got an $8 million reason to do it. And then I see Time Magazine comes out with this. Your junk drawer full of small unused electronics is a big climate problem. This is the kind of stuff they're talking about, where people just start running with it and go, oh, I had no idea. I had no idea that the junk drawer was the reason. It's not the president flying to St. Croix. It's not Pete Buttigieg flying private. It's your junk drawer. It says, think for a minute about your personal electronics. No, not the computer or tablet or smartphone that you're using right now. Think instead about all the DVD players, phones, keyboards, chargers, TV remotes, gaming consoles, and MP3 players that are buried in the darkest corners of your closet or within the depths of your overstuffed junk drawers. It's a decent amount of stuff, right? These small household electronics could be donated, repaired, or recycled. In theory, their components can be used in new products. But even for people who may know this already, there's a tendency to hoard so-called e-waste or electronic products that are old, broken, obsolete, or are simply no longer in use. While hoarding a stash of old devices may seem like a harmless quirk, think again. I took a little creative license there. Might seem like a harmless quirk.
How dare you?
Experts say it's environmentally detrimental. Because it's happening on such a large scale. Oh, it's detrimental. I swear, I gotta get on a PJ right now just to let off some of this steam. I am sick of this. I am sick of being told that I need to reduce my waste, you know, that fast fashion. You know what I saw the other day? It's like Gigi Hadid, okay? Gigi Hadid is always posting things about, she's a model for people who don't know. You know, she's a social justice warrior is what she really is. But she's got this new fashion brand, okay? And it's all very expensive. But this is how they spin it now. It's like an $800 sweater. And they spin it because it can't be, Jared. This brings us to really Sam Bankman-Fried. It can't be just that, you know, you have tons of wealth, almost a disgusting amount of wealth, but I don't judge because I'm jealous. And you can spend $800 on a sweater. That's not good enough. That doesn't make the left feel good. So what they have to do now is they say it's $800 for a sweater, but it's because it's not fast fashion. You know, you can wear this multiple times. With fast fashion, you're harming the environment. Whereas Gigi Hadid is saving the environment by charging $800 for a sweater. It's not even that nice. That's the spin they put on it, okay?
So you can wear sweaters multiple times. I was not aware of this.
You know, you could even wear sweaters you pay 10 bucks for multiple times.
I know.
If you're feeling crazy. But Gigi Hadid put up this Instagram, and I don't have the verbiage because I never planned on talking about this. And maybe in a minute you'll realize why. And she said something like, if you don't buy a new Christmas outfit and use things you already have, you're saving X amount. You know, they come up with these like random numbers, these random statistics that you have no way of proving unless maybe you work at the AP and you've got some money behind it. You can, you know, really start crunching up those numbers. But my sister says it to me and she goes, does Gigi Hadid realize that most people rewear stuff on Christmas, not because they're trying to save the environment, but just because they only have so many clothes and so much money that you have to rewear things? But this is what I mean. It's like, so we're being told, don't buy that new t-shirt. You know, unless you plan on buying a $1,000 t-shirt that's made of green material, then you should just keep wearing the trash bag in your house, okay? Because you want to save the planet. Don't keep a drawer of electronics because that's detrimental to the planet. Meanwhile,
do they ever explain how it is detrimental to the planet?
Jared, this is like a 10 paragraph. This is too much for me. You know how I am with these. I have like a, I have a half a page limit and then I have to tap out. But my whole thing is, so Grace Curley with the junk drawer, which, by the way, I don't discriminate. It's not just full of electronics. It's full of markers and all sorts of crap. You know, it's full of thank you cards. I never know when people send me cards, I feel like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, I feel like I have to keep it for at least a few days. You know, it feels mean throwing it in the trash. So my junk drawer is full of tons of stuff. But I'm supposed to believe that my junk drawer is doing more damage and is more detrimental and is something I need to work on, as opposed to, I don't know, people taking private planes to a climate summit in Geneva. Riddle me that. Like, make that make sense. Can someone come up with a statistic to show me what my carbon footprint has been? Because I would venture to say my carbon footprint in my entire life does not do as much damage as Joe Biden does in a month, or Pete Buttigieg does in a month, or Gigi Hadid does in a month. Now, with that being said, we could talk about the junk drawer all day, and I'm sure a lot of you want to confess your sins about your own junk drawer. But the reason I bring this up is because I was reading about Sam Bankman-Fried, the New York Times hero, some of our favorite villain. And they're talking about Sam Bankman-Fried and how he met with the Big Short writer, Michael Lewis. Remember how that guy, he wrote The Big Short, that movie about the shorting the housing market, 2008, the whole thing. It was actually a pretty good movie. So he meets this guy, and so now Hollywood's welcoming him with open arms. You know, they love a crook. Hollywood loves a crook. So they're like, you know what, Sam? You're all right, kid. And I don't really care about this whole thing about him meeting with the writer of The Big Short. I really don't care. But how he sent me this and how he said, check out the last paragraph. So it says, as of Tuesday afternoon, Bankman-Fried had not yet entered a plea. He is due back in court in New York next week, and sources say they expect him to fly back private, accompanied by a security detail. Now, hold on a second. Wait a tick. I thought Sam Bankman-Fried was the leader of this altruistic, what was it called? Altruistic egoism or altruistic ethos or something? Emma's got it. Look at her. She's on this. Altruistic something. And part of that, Emma, if I'm correct, was about global warming.
Effective altruism.
Thank you. I knew it was with an E. Effective altruism. And part of their cause, part of Sam Bankman-Fried's big cause that he was a champion of, was global warming. Of course, that's like one of the easiest ones. You know, you start parroting facts about global warming and suddenly people think you really... you're a really nice guy. You really care. Save the manatee. All that good stuff. And now he's taking private planes. And I'm sure it's not the first one he's taken, but this is the first one that I'm intrigued by. Because one, I would think after the, how much did they post for the bail? It was like $250 million. It's 10% of that or something. I would think that they'd be trying to save money here. Maybe send a first class commercial. If it's good enough for Prince William and Kate, it's good enough for SBF, but no.
Take the Amtrak.
Go cross country. See the United States of America. It might be the last time you get to see it for a while. So you might as well soak it in. Stop at the Grand Canyon. Take in the beauty of the world. But no, he's going to fly private. And again, I know it's like the oldest thing in the book is to say that these people are climate hypocrites. But it's always worth repeating because they never shut up about it. Every day I flip a new thing and it's telling me, oh, Grace, do you know that you're part of the problem because you have a couple of batteries in a drawer underneath your TV? Kick rocks. I'm not part of the problem. I am the solution. By me not going to St. Croix this year, do you know how much carbon emissions I saved, Jared? I don't want any awards.
Not enough to offset a battery from 2019.
So true.
Lone AAA battery.
I am a selfish, selfish person.
And an Ethernet cable from 1998.
I should be ashamed of myself. Many of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer, but you know what? It is super special during the off-season, too, especially if you're staying oceanside at the Nauset Beach Inn. Jared, let's tell people about the Nassau Beach Inn, because they might be saying, well, yeah, it might be fun to visit Cape Cod, but how do I know this place is legit? How do I know I'm going to a great spot? And this is how you know. Jared cannot stop singing its praises.
Yeah, see, St. Croix may be the flashy place for beach people, but true beach people know that Cape Cod in the winter is the way to be, especially the Nauset Beach Inn, which is right on the beach. That's why it's called the Nauset Beach Inn. Each room has a fireplace and a giant picture window, so they also all have views of the ocean. You can stay inside, you can stay warm, you can look out, you can go for a walk on the tranquil beach, or if you're really brave, you want to sit outside, they have the fire pits. You can sit there, you can watch the sunrise, drink your coffee, be nice and warm, or, you know, you want to go out at night, watch the moonrise, or take a look at the stars, you can do that as well.
And if you're listening to the Grace Curley Show, you know there's always an added bonus here. There's some sort of special deal that's running. And the special winter rates are now through March 31st. They start at just $119.99 on weekdays, $149.99 a night on weekends. That's an excellent deal, especially for Cape Cod. And like Jared said, each room is beautiful, clean, pet-friendly. They take their job very seriously at the Nassau Beach Inn. They're very proud of that spot, and you'll understand why once you get there. So make sure you make your reservation quickly. Book early at NassautBeachInn.com. That's NassautBeachInn.com. I see some people on the lines want to talk about their junk drawer. And if you want to confess your sins about your junk drawer, you're more than welcome. But we will be shaming you. We're not going to let you think that this is a victimless crime. It is not. And you'll find out more about that when we come back.
She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
781 writes, my junk drawer is doing hundreds of thousands of times the damage the lithium mines are doing for the environment.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm glad you're starting to realize that. And maybe you can ask for forgiveness when Joe Biden gets back from St. Croix. I don't know if he'll accept it, but it's worth a shot. Nancy, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nancy.
I have 2 points. One, I laugh every month when I get my gas bill because I live in a house that's split gas and oil. And half of the neighborhood or better gets oil delivered. So they tell me how much more gas I'm using than everybody else in the neighborhood, and they give me tips on how to curtail my gas use. But they don't get that in the same house there's oil feed at the same time.
Interesting. Yeah, and it is super expensive. That's the thing is that I use oil, and I know Jared uses oil too, and I guess it's like less painful because even though you do have to fill it up, if you try to cut back a little bit, sometimes you can get away with it for longer as opposed to getting a bill every month and knowing exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you can extend the life of your oil, because not only due to the price, but, you know, the potential scarcity of it, you want to have to keep some in reserve because you don't want complete oil system failure, which is why, you know, my supplement with a Gen 40 or you'd find other things.
You know what I do? I cut back on. And this one really pained me. And I bet there's some ladies out there who feel my pain on this. I stopped taking baths. I'm a shower girl now.
That's what that is.
Very funny. I started taking showers because baths, I just feel like it uses so much hot water. And I don't know, though. I don't know what's more, bath or water. I have to assume a shower takes up less water if you go quick.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, but that's why...
Like, just feels like more when you're in a bath.
When I lived in California, they were suggesting what they called the Navy shower, which is where you get in, then you get wet, you put the shampoo in your hair and the soap and everything. You do that with the water off.
No, that's miserable.
And turn the water back on. It's like, nah.
There's only so much I'm willing to do. Nancy, go ahead. What's your second point?
My second point was I'm very proud of my junk drawer, and I'm very proud of the fact that I get batteries delivered once a month. From Amazon. It's an automatic delivery. We have so many electronic games and chargers and everything in my house. Who cares?
Well, Nancy, you are not going to be invited to the White House anytime soon. You are not going to get a puff piece written up about you by the Associated Press. So good luck to you, ma'am, and your batteries. We'll be right back.